Hi, and welcome. You're listening to Foul Monkeys.
This is Gina.
No muck, two ducks.
This is Ricky.
We dive at five.
This is Gina.
No muck, two ducks.
This is Ricky.
We dive at five.
This is Gina. This is Ricky.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. We're your hosts.
You're supposed to say your name.
Well, I was going to let you go first since I started.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, yeah. Let's try it again.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, and welcome to Foul Monkeys. We're your hosts.
Ricky.
Hi, it's Gina. How are you?
How are you guys doing? Good. Glad you're listening to us again.
Yes.
It looks like our downloads are going up a little bit more lately.
About fucking time.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Jesus Christ. I mean, doing this shit for free.
Right? We're doing it for entertainment, and if people aren't downloading, we're just going to stop doing it.
Exactly.
For real. If we fall below 50 downloads again, I think there's going to be a problem.
Yes. And if it hits 25, then okay, it's over.
Right, we're just because I will just want to kill myself then.
Like what? We're not funny anymore.
I know, right?
Disgust you enough?
Oh, and also the introduction—you may have noticed that it was different today, and that is thanks to Miss Kathy for leaving us those lovely sound bites for us to record and put in the introduction.
Oh, yes. Give it up for the girlfriend.
Buff is tough.
Yes, Miss Divalicious.
Oh, it's great.
Good
I love that.
Muff.
I laughed so hard on that episode. I could not believe it.
Oh, my God.
But the weather's been kind of crappy here today, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's cool, though, outside. It's not, like, real hot or anything like that.
About fucking time.
I know, right? So, I guess we'll go ahead and start talking about what we want to talk about, and then we'll probably go on a bunch of tangents and not finish what we want to fucking talk about.
We'll announce the subject we're planning on talking about, but then we'll fucking talk about something else.
Right. Like we always do.
Exactly. Why change now? Even though we're fucking boring.
Right. So I want to talk about my live journal and a situation that I was in. I posted our last show, the one that's titled, Like the Phoenix, We Rise from the Ashes.
Yes.
Oh. My phone just went off. Sorry. Anyway, I posted that whole, like we did on the website, but I put it in LiveJournal in the Lakeland room so, you know, local people can see what we're about and maybe hopefully they'll start listening. Mm-hmm. So a couple people asked, and I told them what it was. And then this one girl said, "This is advertising. Please don't ever study it as a major. Ads are supposed to, 1, spark interest. 2, give information about what the product is. And 3, inform why it's relevant to us, your potential customer. It didn't either. Please try again. This looks like a personal entry." I was like, "You little bitch." So what I responded back to her was, "It is a description of the show, you know, what we talked about in the show, kind of like a rundown. Clicking the link will give you all the information you need to know about the podcast. 1, wow, you're a smartass. 2, I never asked you for your fucking opinion anyway.
Exactly.
3, you will be the topic of our next podcast, bitches who are smartasses on LiveJournal, MySpace, or whatever. Hope you listen and enjoy."
And don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Right? This girl is 20 years old. She says she's a DJ and a rapper and all that bullshit. Whatever. I mean, that's cool if that's what she is. But I didn't ask for her opinion about how I was advertising the show. So fuck you, you little girl. And in fact, I'm going to tell everyone on our podcast your LiveJournal names so they can flame you up. So name is DJ Crazy Ace. It's spelled DG. I can't even fucking say it.
Take your time.
DJCRAZIACE. So if you're on LiveJournal and you're our listener, I'd really appreciate if you go to our LiveJournal and maybe leave a message for her.
Or two, or three, or four, or five.
Or 100.
Exactly. Blow her ass up.
Put that bitch in her place.
That's right.
Oh, fucking tell horror.
Tell her we were not advertising the show. We were letting people know about the show.
Right. And that was the whole reasoning. That's the whole reasoning we do the description, so people will get interested, and then they'll click on the link and go there.
We're not selling anything here.
Right. Stupid bitch. She don't want to mess with us gay people in Lakeland.
I mean, if we were selling something, you know, like ourselves or some Mary Kay or something like that, then yeah, I can understand. You know, we did not give her what she was looking for.
But right.
We're not selling shit.
So I was just like, oh, you whore. You know, I'm just like, well, that's
perfect. But trying to be so know-it-all people.
I know. Come on now. And people use this room all the time to sell stuff, to promote their bands, to, you know, all that stuff. So right. It's not like I'm doing anything I'm not supposed to do.
Well, you know how some people think they just, you know, have to be the Miss Moderator.
Right, I know.
Fuck you, bitch. And don't make any comments like that unless you fucking listen to the show.
That's what I'm saying. All right. So, DJ Crazy Ace, if you listen to the show and you don't like what we just said, fucking tell us about it. You can call us at 206-984-FOWL, and we will play it on the air for you.
That's right.
So, what if she calls up and she's like, I'm suing you, motherfuckers.
I work in hell, she ain't gonna get much.
Right. I make $9 an hour. What exactly are you going to get from me?
I know, right? Lick maybe my ass or something?
Oh, she can have your ass?
She can lick it.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people have licked it, huh?
There's been a few.
Yeah? Were they good at it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Hey, well, not that this has anything to do with that subject, but when are we getting our heavenly body person to be on our show?
God, who the fuck knows? Enos to be on before him.
Damn.
Yes.
When's Enos coming down?
Well, soon as I can tear him away from his farm animals, he'll be down. You know, he loves his
animals. Well, I would think that if he can bring one of them, I think you should let him.
And he loves his animals in nonsense. I think... Poor guy got the wrong idea from the PETA people.
Why? What did
they
say?
Understand once you hear the ad.
Oh.
He's kind of confused. He's a confused West Virginian. He's been sheltered his wife.
Oh. Well, should we go ahead and talk about the ad?
It doesn't matter. Fine. We can make fun of me. I don't care. He's my brother.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and we'll talk about our new segment and our new ad and our example.
Yes.
Is that cool?
Cool.
So, Enos called in to Gina, or Gina was telling him about our new episode that we're going to have, and he's like, "Ooh, I want to do a sample of it. Can I do a sample?" And Gina was like, "Sure. Actually, you should probably be telling the story, Gina, because it happened to you."
Well, yeah, he did find out that we were interested in doing a new thing that's going to involve our listeners. So hint, hint, motherfuckers, you know, listen up.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got all excited about, you know, being the first one and being a sample and everything. He's kind of weird, though. He did this thing, but he told me that more than likely when he comes on the show, he's only going to stay for a few minutes.
Because
he thinks, like, microphones and computers and shit like that suck his soul out.
What?
He's from West Virginia.
That's true. Isn't there a group of people that feel if you take their picture, it takes their soul?
Yes.
Is that Indians? American Indians?
I'm not sure.
I'm not for sure either.
But there's a tribe that feels that way.
Right.
But he's kind of like that. He's you know, thinks microphones and computers and shit like that. You know, if he gets too close and stays, you know, in too much contact with them, that they're going to suck his soul out.
Damn.
So he's all freaked out.
He's like all hardcore and shit, isn't he?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and play that. We'll go ahead and play the ad, and then we'll come back.
Cool.
Hello, fuckers. This is Gina.
And we would like you, our listeners, to participate in a new segment called Fuck You, where you, our listeners, get to say fuck you to whomever or whatever you would like. So either send us an audio recording to our email address or write it out in an email and send it to us and we'll read it on the air to foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Or you fuckers can get a hold of us on one of our monkey hotlines, either 206-666-2252 or 206-984-FOUL. Don't worry, we have them on our website, so go to the website if this was too fucking fast, so call us, bitches. Here's an example from my brother, Enos.
Hey, this thing on. This is Enos. Fuck you, Jiner and Ricky. I just wanted to give a fuck you to Peter. You know, they say we shouldn't love our animals. The ones on my farm, I don't think that's right. I raise them, so I should be able to love them if I want to. And so, this is for Peter. Fuck you, Peter.
Whoa, Gina. Enos is crazy.
See, he's confused.
Did he mean, when he said Peter, he meant PETA, right?
Yeah, PETA. Yes.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure on that.
Yeah, because the first time I heard it, I'm like, Enos, what has Peter done to you? He goes, you know, them people that, you know, going about the animals and stuff. I'm like, are you talking about PETA? He's like, yeah, Peter. Whatever.
Well, you know, he's from an area where people put an extra letter on every word, like instead of Walmart, they say Walmarts.
Yes.
You know, so it's that kind of thing.
Of course, you know, you heard how he said my name, Jiner.
Right.
Fucking freak. But he got kind of a little bit confused on what PETA stands for. He thinks that when he said on there about him loving his animals, mm-hmm. he didn't necessarily mean it in a sexual way. He meant caring for his animals.
Uh-huh.
So he's kind of confused on that.
Oh, I see. Well, he well, he did the example right. He just didn't do the story right. So he got the fuck you part right.
Exactly. So you fuckers out there, that if y'all have somebody you want to say fuck you to or something you want to say fuck you to, either call one of our numbers or record it and email it. Something.
Yeah, call into the number because we want to play it on the line.
Yes.
So, okay, well, we got that out of the way and all that good stuff. That wasn't supposed to come till the end of the show, but it came at the beginning.
Oh, well.
You know, because we can't do shit right on this show.
I still can't believe him.
Enos, I feel sorry for Fallopia.
Yeah, I know.
Is she going to come down with him?
I hope not.
Why? What? Is she a bitch or something?
She just doesn't seem right.
Is she slow or something?
She's something special. Well, he is too. I mean, because the whole story, I just found out all this information about him. I just found out, you know, I have a brother.
Right.
He was adopted out.
Oh, really?
It was whenever he was, like young, and I didn't know about it. Mm-hmm. So that's why I never knew about him.
Oh, so your parents put him up for adoption?
Yes. Because he's special.
They just knew he was supposed to live in West Virginia, didn't they?
Oh, yes. He was born there, so might as well leave him there.
Right.
They weren't living there, so they just figured, fuck.
You know what? We're going to have some West Virginians come to kick our ass, I'm sure.
Email us first.
Right. Let us know. No, I need you to call the hotline and tell us.
Yeah, I know, right? We ain't like that. I wish
we love
going on about West Virginia.
We love everything in West Virginia.
Yeah.
Even the rocks.
That's right. It's kind of rough, but we love them too. God, here comes the hate mail.
Oh, God. I need to try to stop laughing because on the last episode, I just laughed way too much.
Well, what the fuck did you expect? I mean, her just coming out of that shit out of nowhere. It was like, oh, my God.
Oh, hey, God, Ricky. Stop.
Ricky.
Yeah?
Eddie got someone else on today.
Who is this?
Take a wild guess.
Hall monitor.
The hall monitor.
I'm not the hall monitor.
Well, we have a surprise guest, everyone. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey, guys, it's Marcy.
Yay, Marcy.
Yay.
Are you on? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Oh, you brought your headphones.
Yes, he's all plugged up.
Have you been listening to us the whole time?
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Ooh, I'm glad I didn't say anything about you.
That's what I was hoping you'd do.
That's great.
You know, it's kind of funny, though, that we were just talking about West Virginia. Marcy's kind of close to there.
Oh.
And if not really.
Where are you from?
Nashville. Oh, I wasn't even close to there.
I wasn't.
Don't put me up there from West Virginia.
Central Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Not Southwest.
I'm closer to Virginia than you were. I mean, West Virginia than you were. I was like 2 hours away.
I was at least six.
Oh.
A little more west and he would have been, you know, related to himself.
I was like, who the hell is that talking? I was like, I did not call anyone. What's going on?
And Giant has said about surprising you today.
Oh, well, it worked because I was about to hang up. I was like, damn. I thought somebody like broke in, like, you know how like when you're on a cordless phone,
yes,
and you hear other people's conversations.
That sucks.
I was like, that can happen on Skype too.
Oh, it probably can.
DJ Crazy done got after our ass.
Right.
Oh, I should have said that.
I know, right? That would have freaked
you should have said, I'm from West Virginia and I hear you.
No, I was going to let you start busting on Pennsylvania.
Oh, well, I don't have anything bad to say about Pennsylvania.
Well, we were.
You're lucky.
Hey, the Dutch people, they make good bread.
Hell yeah.
I like it about that. My ex
make
is from...
everything good.
My ex is from Pennsylvania.
Where?
He's from Pittsburgh, but the area he grew up in...
He was close to West Virginia.
Yeah.
Don't the Dutch bend over backwards for you?
Dutchmen bend over backwards?
They can.
That's what I heard.
Wow. They'll
bend over backwards for
like
you.
Like a pretzel.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Do they make pretzels there, too?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep, yep.
Hmm. Maybe that's why they have so many children.
You're not right, Richie.
I know. I can't help it.
But
this
I love
is foul
you.
Monkeys. We're never right.
So,
boring.
Right? Okay, before we go
oh
on...
Oh my god, this is so boring!
People are like, this shit sucks.
I know. We're gonna drop their downloads to 15.
Right. Did you hear about our downloads, Marcy?
Some of it, yeah.
They went, like, way down.
Yeah, but they're going back up.
Yeah, but it's because of our audio, I think, because the ones that we had the low downloads for, they were kind of crappy, so.
Well, then fix it.
Oh, we did. That's what we're doing now.
Good.
Wait till you hear the difference.
Hey.
Huh?
I got a joke for you.
Okay.
What do you get in... Okay, what do you get when you cross an onion with a donkey?
What?
You don't have any guess?
No.
Diana, do you?
Yes, but you go right ahead, please.
Well, normally you get an onion with long ears.
Uh-huh.
But occasionally, you get a piece of ass that brings tears to your eyes.
Like Diana.
Hell yeah.
Diana makes all the boys cry.
That's great.
China, please don't leave.
Oh, China.
Please don't leave.
China.
Come back.
Oh, China. Oh,
I heard about China's Hummer.
China's Hummer? Oh, yeah. He has an awesome Hummer.
That's
or
what I
she
hear.
Has an awesome Hummer.
That's what I'm told.
We'll have to see if we can call Arnold again one day and see if we can get him on the show or have him a phone interview with him.
Asking what his ex-wife's doing.
Yeah, I know, right?
How's your slut, Maria?
Ooh.
Ooh. Ouch.
And maybe one of these centuries or one of these fucking millenniums or something, we can get the heavenly body or our dickhead of a cousin Daryl, retarded Daryl, back on.
Right. I think we need heavenly body.
I do too.
Is that who you're thinking of? Okay.
Yeah.
We can't say the person's real name.
Well, when you said heavenly body, I figured it out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I almost fucked up one day and said that person's name on the podcast.
Uh-oh. Name, shame on you.
So maybe one of these fucking millennia.
I know. When are you going to talk to that person again?
I talked to him the other night.
Damn it.
He never shows.
But he fucking,
Wow.
That's over here.
We need to make an appointment with him.
No. That doesn't work.
Oh.
I told him, I'm like, well, if it's the issue of getting over here, it's just like, get a microphone. You got earphones already. I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then just fucking download Skype. We'll Skype you and you can sit right home.
Right.
Hello.
Sounds good to me.
I know,
that takes effort.
Yeah. Well, we all know about effort because this has taken a lot of effort.
I know.
Oh.
So boring.
So, let's move on to
just watch the blood just run down my arms.
What?
Squirt.
I said, I'm so bored, I just want to go slip my wrist and watch the blood just ooze down my arm.
Oh, like Anonymous?
That's right, yeah. Although he wouldn't go that far.
Right, too bad. His loss.
I don't know.
So, you wanted to talk about the Mosey body exhibit in Tampa.
Have you been there?
Huh?
Have you been there?
I have not been there. I want to go there, though.
I haven't.
Well, I'm the only one that's
You were supposed
non-virgin.
To take me with you.
Well, I'm sorry that you could
I was in Pennsylvania. You could have waited.
Whatever.
Kathy went with you. Kathy went there, too.
Yeah, she went, too.
Yes, it was me, Kathy, and another friend.
I was in Pennsylvania.
And they didn't even ask me to
like
go.
Like, I was going to send her a fucking flight ticket up there to fly her down just for that day and then fly her back at us.
Well, why not?
There you go. Thank you, Ricky.
Rich. I don't have a sugar daddy yet.
So go ahead and tell everybody about the exhibit and what it is, and maybe you could tell them why there's such a controversy about it.
Oh, because you get to see China and Enuses. Now, the Enuses, they have the outer wrapping taken off.
Uh-huh.
Muscle?
Well, no, actually, I guess you see the head of it, and then the whatever the hell you call those. Capillary things that fill with blood to give you the heart.
Veins.
No. What do you call those things that fill up with blood that gives you the heart on? Capillary things.
I don't know.
I don't get hard ons. I don't know. I give them. I don't get them.
Oh.
But that was available, and you could also see the separation of their nuts.
Really?
They weren't in sacks.
Ew.
And the vaginas, from what I saw, they were all shaved.
Shaved?
Yes, they shaved all the vaginas. It was like a few of them.
He's jealous.
And it was kind of cool though, because they actually like left a little bit of skin around the outside, so you got a little like a little square of vagina.
Well, what what Gina is referring to is there is an exhibit at the Mosey Museum in Tampa, and it's called the Body Exhibit, and what they have done, they've taken. Bodies of people that donated their bodies to science, and they, I guess, dipped them in something to preserve them, and
yeah,
then they open them up, and you're able to see like their veins and their muscles and their bones.
I think it's going through
like
September.
Oh, because I know it was originally supposed to stop in May, right?
April.
Oh, April.
Yeah, first it was February, then they extended it to May,
and now it's September.
September.
I'll have to go down there because I really want to see it.
It's a fucking awesome, I mean, you know, it's very, you know, educational, the fact that they've been able to serve these bodies with this polymer shit, because everything looks intact. I mean,
well, somebody told me that they actually have separated the veins, and they're, like, sticking out, so you can see
so
what they
cool.
look like.
Yes, it's an awesome exhibit.
And these are people, they were cadavers, right, that donated their body to science?
Actually, from what I understand and what I've heard, they are Japanese people who passed away, and they didn't have any family to claim the bodies. So
Gene and John Doe's.
So yeah, basically. So it was the bodies that were just left over that nobody was claiming.
Oh.
Donated it to...
Well, I think that was the big problem that they were having by putting the museum here, because they felt that those people weren't given, I guess, the right respect to die, or, you know...
Right. But it's such an awesome exhibit. It is so cool.
Well, and it's educational, and I think everyone needs to see that. And what's the point of having... I mean, if they're going to have these people and they're just going to throw them in the ground without a marker or anything, why not use their body for something, you know, that's educational?
And it was completely educational.
Right, and that person... Awesome case. That person pretty much... I mean, granted, they don't have a soul, but their body lives forever. They'll get to share that with people. So.
Oh, it is so awesome. I mean, they actually have... one thing I found very interesting is I have a medical condition known as having a horseshoe kidney, and they actually had one on display that I thought was kind of awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Cool.
It was pretty cool. I got to see what my kidney somewhat looks like on the inside. My one big kidney.
You got to see what your gyna looked like on the inside too, huh?
Yes, they had a gyna in the box. There's also a penis in the box, too.
Oh.
All laid out. You can see everything.
Side by side.
That's right. They kept them separate, though, because they didn't want them to get together. You know, don't need another baby in the you know.
Oh, somebody told me that they had fetuses and stuff there, too.
Yes, they do. They had different stages. It's awesome. Like the fetus room.
Wow.
It is an awesome, awesome exhibit. And they actually took on one of them, they took the circulatory system and removed it from the body intact.
Really?
It is so cool to see, you know, the human body, the red veins and stuff.
It's
awesome.
Well, I'm looking at some pictures here on their website, and just to let everybody know, it's www.mosi.org. You can go check it out, and it's called Bodies, the Exhibition, and it is through September 4th, 2006.
Did they blur out the penises?
Well, there's really no pictures of it. It just describes what it's about.
Oh, okay.
It said 14,000 square feet of authentic preserved human body specimens, more than 260 additional organ and partial human body specimens, empowering, enlightening, and inspiring. So.
It's awesome.
And you can also see Sesame Street presents the body.
Is that the gang Sesame Street?
Oh, have you heard about that?
Yes.
That is crazy.
Shirts? I want one.
I know. What one of them was like, suck my gun, bitch, or something like that.
Right. You know? Have you heard about it?
No, I haven't.
It's the their shirts out with Sesame Street characters as gang members.
Oh, God.
And that's like really bad. They're really bad.
We gotta get China the count.
Oh, the count?
Yeah.
Oh, one.
That pasty white skin, two, long black hair.
That is true. But he's not purple.
I can change that.
I hold my breath.
Next time I do his hair.
Ooh, your lips are looking a little purple.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the one on your head.
Ooh.
Well, we're almost at 30 minutes, guys.
Are you already? Serious?
Yeah. Damn. And we didn't even get to talk about everything.
There we go again.
We still had... Huh?
Sorry.
No, that's all right. That's fine.
Oh, no. That's more subject for the next show.
So just remember, Ricky, do not pick on Pennsylvania.
Oh, I don't. Pennsylvania, they're cool.
Of course we are.
They're all right on my island.
All right.
West Virginia, I don't want to go there. I need to get some more good West Virginia jokes again.
Oh, yes. We have to. Especially whenever Enos comes on.
Oh, Enos might get really upset.
Oh, fuck him.
I do have one.
Okay.
I'll send it to you.
No, say it on here.
Kind of long.
Huh?
Not like we ain't got...
All right.
Christ.
West Virginia man decides he wants to have what's called a vasectomy thing.
Mm-hmm.
He heard they were really good for not making little ones.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to his doctor. He said, Doc, I want